this is Kenneth Gordon Neufeld of Alplows, New York. I wanted to say that one of your reporters used the term snail mail in a report. He used it as if that was just an accepted term. But snail mail is unfair to the USPS, and we know that they're under siege from Donald Trump and his gang, so I just feel it's, you should not use the term snail mail. You should say postal mail or some other more neutral term, because that's a pejorative term.
Hello, this is Emily Cavan, and I live in Plainfield, Massachusetts. I don't expect you to actually play this on the air, but I just wanted to say that I love Ray Graff, and I love a lot of WAMC folks. To be clear, I hope it doesn't sound like I'm choosing favorites, but I was just listening, and the man is smart, he's funny, and most importantly, he's open-minded. He has opinions, but he's willing to hear other opinions. I just think he is a voice of sanity in a world of nuttiness. I just want to say I'm one of Ray Graff's fans, and I think he does an excellent job. And so does everybody at AMCN. Thank you.
Hey, calling from Weston, Massachusetts. Just stumbled upon the dead hour. Just wanted to say great content, great songs, great choices. Keep up the good work. Peace.
Bob Cohen, Greenwich, New York. I'm listening. I think it's the roundtable this morning. It is the 30th of September. And great, guys. Kudos to y'all, Alan, Joe. You guys are hosting a wonderful discussion with some very enlightened people. Hopefully what they're discussing and you're discussing is going to enlighten even more people. I'm not so sure how many Trump lovers are listening to WAMC at any time, but the truth is there, and it will always enlighten. So thanks again.
Hi, my name is Matthew DeLong. I'm from Latham, New York. I just want to say what a trip it is to hear Linda Ellerbe. I grew up with her on Nick News, so it's quite a trip to hear her on your radio station. Thanks for all you guys do.
Hi, my name is John DeToro, and I'm from Pine Bush. I'm calling in response to the Commonwealth Club's interview with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It's just very, very disturbing to hear her perspective. As much as I want this country to be able to heal, for both sides to come together, it's just so polarized, and to hear somebody that has such a deluded perspective, and that there's no chance of being able to heal as long as we have people like that interact with the public. It's just a shame, and I'm sorry to say that. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Teresa Elforth in the town of Greenfield. I was just listening to Alan Chartok, and they mentioned the debate and Donald Trump being asked the question about Chris Wallace asking him to denounce the white supremacy groups. I'm wondering why he did not ask Joe Biden to denounce the left-wing extreme groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter.